Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 8. Building the wall of the city for the protection of the church as the house of God. Wednesday, related verses, Colossians 3:4. When Christ, our life, is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Revelation 21:2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Revelation 21:10-11. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Related reading. In the last two chapters of the Bible, there is a city with a throne. Out of the throne proceeds the river of life, with the tree of life growing on either side. Out of the throne proceeds life. We know what life is, but what is the throne? This is the headship, the authority, the kingship, and the lordship of Christ. It is easy for us to realize Christ as life, but it is not so easy for us to realize Christ as the head. There are some who know a little of Christ as life, but they know nothing of the headship of Christ. The New Testament tells us clearly that Christ is both our life and our head. The Gospel of John speaks of Christ as life, and the epistles, especially Colossians, tell us that Christ is also our head. We must keep in mind that Christ is these two main items to us, our life and our head. When we realize and enjoy Christ as our life, we have the church as the house. But if we go further and realize his headship, the church will be enlarged to the city. Then the church will be safeguarded. It is easy to break into a house, but it is not easy to get through the walls of a city. The city is the safeguard of the house. We are all enjoying Christ now as life. Many are having a local church honeymoon. Now everyone feels so happy. But sooner or later, the honeymoon will be over. Then you will not feel so happy with some of the brothers, and the local church will not be such a joyful place to you. It is at this time that we need Christ, not only as our life, but also as our head. We need not only the enjoyment, but also the headship. If we realize the headship of Christ, then the wall of the city will be built up. The wall of a city is not only for protection, but also for separation. The wall is a separating line. In Genesis 2, there was a garden without a wall, so it was easy for the enemy, the creeping one, to creep in. But at the end of the Bible, there is a city with a wall 144 cubits high. That is 12 times 12, the number of eternal perfection. There is a perfect wall to separate what is holy from what is common. Anything that is common has no entrance into the city. The separation of the wall is not built up with regulations, but with transformed precious stones. The New Jerusalem is a city built up with transformed stones, not pieces of clay. There is not one brick made of clay. The separation of the wall is the building up of the transformed stones. The more we are transformed, the more we are separated, and the transformation eventually becomes the separating line. Our trust is in the growth in life and transformation. Transformation is the separating line. We do not have regulations, but we do have the transforming life. Praise the Lord. This transforming life will bring forth much separation. In the wall of the New Jerusalem, there is nothing of regulation, but there is the building of the transformed precious stones. If we would pray read all the verses in Revelation 21 and 22, we would see so much related to life, the flow of life, the feeding on life, the drinking of life, and the transforming of life. This is the church with the wall built up by transformation. This is why the enemy hates the building up of the wall. Until the wall is raised up in the local churches, there is no safety, safeguard, or defense. We need the building up of the wall to have every man realize the headship of Christ.